This is a Radio Iowa special report. Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson. Brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association's Corn Caucus Project. Check your candidate's ag policy positions at iowacorn.org.
Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum has been doggedly traveling the state for months, inviting Iowans to make an in-person evaluation of his candidacy.
Iowa has a special obligation this time around because was it not for Iowa, we wouldn't have the president we have today. So you gave us Barack Obama. Now it is your opportunity to provide the antidote to Barack Obama.
During a recent appearance in Des Moines, a principal financial employee praised Santorum for his diligence in visiting all 99 counties in Iowa.
I applaud that.
It's been a lot of fun.
Dependent on the county. No, just kidding. I'm not running, I can say that.
Some of the counties you think, why would you want to go, have been some of the more interesting places to go.
Santorum told the audience of his visit to Kay's Cafe in Corning for a meeting with five potential caucus goers. In the middle of the conversation, a Time magazine reporter, the author of the book Primary Colors, walked into the room.
But that's just Iowa. I mean, you can be in this little town in the middle of nowhere in the eyes of the world, and, you know, it's where things are happening. It's where America is making their decision, right here, starting here.
Santorum's the only candidate in the race to have the endorsement of a statewide elected official. First-term Secretary of State Matt Schultz, a former Council Bluffs City Councilman, backed Mitt Romney 4 years ago. Just last week, Santorum got a personal endorsement from Bob Vanderplaats, a three-time candidate for governor of Iowa.
He has been a stalwart and a soldier for the sanctity of human life and God's design for the family in one man, one woman marriage.
Vanderplaats says Santorum could be the Mike Huckabee of 2012. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.